We are the greatest nation in the world.
A breath of fresh air.
Common sense.
Very impressive.
He's articulate and he knows exactly what we need.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain.
Solutions for a better America.
This is your host, Herman Cain. Thank you for joining us. Because you know we're going to tell you the truth. And we're going to give you the facts. Because we want you to be better informed and inspired to help make this a better United States of America. Thank you for joining us. Three big things you need to know. Not necessarily a lot of the noise that you hear out there in the news, see on TV, hear on the radio, read in the newspaper. But these are the things that you need to know. Why? Because they can impact you. That's the criteria that I use when trying to decide from the plethora of information that Shaney B sends me every day. What is it that people need to know that could impact their lives? What a novel idea. First, immigration. You've heard a lot about the immigration issue. You've heard a lot of hot air about comprehensive immigration reform. Remember, I warned you about that word reform. Whenever you hear that word reform, that just means that they want to continue business as usual. But it appears as if the president is making some progress. The progress he is making starts with, okay, and this is how a business person approaches it. What are the top priorities that we ought to be addressing right away? Sarah Sanders, White House press secretary, says, here are the four that we ought to be addressing right away.
Border security, chain migration, visa lottery, and DACA. They all agreed that those four things would be part of the negotiation. And beyond that, then they could move into additional scope.
Now, when the president decided to have that discussion with congressional leaders on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, of course, some in the media went ballistic because you don't do that. I have a speculation as to why he did it. Remember several months ago, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer met with President Trump. When they left the meeting, President Trump thought they had a deal on the wall and DACA. But as soon as Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi got in front of the TV cameras, they very quickly said, oh, no, we don't have a deal. You see, a businessman defines a deal a little differently than politicians. And so this time around, the president, it appears, wanted to make sure that what was said in the meeting would be on multiple records, TV cameras everywhere. They met for about 55 minutes. I think it was a brilliant move. Now, the other thing about the whole immigration issue, and the Democrats want us to believe it's all about protecting the dreamers. You know, illegals that came here when they were children and now they are grown. And it's all about protecting them. No, it's not. Not for the Democrats. It's all about hoping they get this 800,000 block of votes when it comes time to vote again. I heard a Hispanic make an observation the other day. He's a Hispanic radio talk show host. He said, the Democrats don't realize that Hispanics are not stupid. They see what's going on. The Democrats are trying to create a block of votes just like they believe they have a big block of votes when it comes to black people. They do have a big block. And yes, some of them are leaving the plantation. But a lot of them are staying on the Democrat plantation. You know what that? How to define that? They keep lying to you, and you keep accepting it. They keep telling you one thing, and they do something else. They keep making promises, and they can't keep. So that's what's going on. And President Trump says he wants to extend DACA.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. Truly, it should be a bill of love.
A bill of love. So he's not planning to deport people at a moment's notice. And according to Senator David Perdue from Georgia, 70% of the American people wants Congress to do something about this issue. Now, several months ago, the president did something about it. He said, okay, Democrats, give me a proposal. Give me a plan. They haven't done that yet. They're still talking. And to make it even easier for them to come together with some sort of bipartisan Republicans and Democrat proposal on DACA, the president has made something very clear. No border wall, no DACA. What part of that don't they understand? I think they get the picture. But secondly, he's telling lawmakers on both sides he's on board with whatever Congress decides.
When this group comes back, hopefully with an agreement, this group and others from the Senate, from the House, comes back with an agreement, I'm signing it. I mean, I will be signing it. I'm not going to say, oh, gee, I want this or I want that. I'll be signing it.
But he made it real clear. No border wall, no DACA. If you got the border wall, you get DACA. It's just that simple. So the immigration issue continues, and it's going to continue. We're going to have to stay tuned, folks, to see what happens down the road. Because in the legislative sausage-making process, it's never over until it's over. The other big thing that you need to know, veterans. I know that many veterans have had issues with the VA. Now, let me also point out that there are a lot of good and great people who work for the VA. And sometimes the VA gets a bad rap because of certain facilities. That's normal. But this president has demonstrated leadership. Yes. You see, most people that get elected and go to Washington, especially if they come from a political ilk, when they get to Washington, you have people around you that tell you everything that you can't do. Now we have a president that is a businessman. And when you tell him that we can't do something, his next question, because of his business mindset, is how do we change it? He doesn't accept we can't do this as an answer. Not if the ultimate answer is going to help the American people, it's going to help veterans. And the president has demonstrated this once again when it comes to the VA. Subtitle. There's a new sheriff in town. Remember, not too long ago, we talked about the decision relative to the United Nations. 25% of your funding is going to be cut out of our budget. Why? You stabbed us in the back. He's already put the Palestinians on notice. What are we getting for that? There is no peace process. So why are we trying to pander to them with money? Ain't working. A businessman says, if it's not working, stop doing it. If you're in a hole, stop digging, as the old saying goes. Afghanistan, Pakistan, putting a lot of money over there, and some of our people are still getting killed because they're being targeted. And now, the Veterans Administration. The president explains a new executive order he's signing.
Directs the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and Veterans Affairs to develop in the next 60 days a joint action plan for improving the availability of life-saving mental health services for our veterans.
Because for a long time, people have been talking about the fact that the mental health services aspect is where we are lacking the most. So what is he saying? Give me a plan. But here's the best part about the president's leadership on addressing the VA. Accountability. He says there's now accountability at the VA.
When somebody doesn't do the job over at the VA, we fire that person. When somebody's bad to our great veterans, even sadistically bad, we fire those people, get them out, and go after them.
See, that's the business leadership part, folks. They fire them. Now, when the president first went into office, I'm sure someone told him, Mr. President, you can't fire the people that work for the VA because they are protected by federal employees' rules. So what did this president do? He said, how do we change it? 500 people have been fired for lack of accountability, and there will be more. Like I said, you got a lot of good people there, but you got a lot of people that need to go. That's leadership. He didn't ask what we can't do. The president said, what do we need to do to change it? And the third big thing that you need to know, there's a Senate race going on in Arizona. In August of last year, President Trump says he stands by his pardon of former Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Sheriff Joe is a patriot. Sheriff Joe loves our country. Sheriff Joe protected our borders. And Sheriff Joe was very unfairly treated by the Obama administration.
To remind some of you what happened, Sheriff Joe had been doing his job as sheriff for decades. And when a judge didn't like what he was doing, they held him in contempt and went so far as to say, you're going to go to jail for this. Well, he was doing his job as far as he knew. He'd been doing it for decades. And now along comes a federal judge who said, no, you can't do that. Why? Because they don't like it. And that's when President Trump stepped in and pardoned him. And now Joe Arpaio says he is running for the United States Senate for one single reason, and that is to help this president with his agenda for the people. You go, Joe. You're listening to The Herman Cain Show.
He's been there. He's done that. And he wants to give you the insight and the advantage. Herman Cain, Solutions for a Better America.